This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're live here today. Many people have the day off. We don't, so we've been doing something that's a little bit lighthearted, and hopefully, as I have mentioned repeatedly, if you have something that you'd like to talk with me about that is more in tune with what we usually talk about on the program, please feel free to call in with whatever it is that's on your mind, because as is true every day, even when it's a holiday, that your calls and your concerns are a priority. But we just decided, Trevor and I, since we're working when other people get the day off, that we would, and part of it was kind of, to be quite honest, a little bit happenstance, because Donald Trump announced that he was going to run for president, and he and Chris Christie turned out to be the front runners for reasons that kind of elude me, to be quite honest. Well, they don't actually elude me. They just kind of, I guess, depress me on some level, because we're talking about an incredibly powerful position with two people who seem to me not completely qualified for the job, other than being completely outspoken. Which, I mean, I'd hate to think that we're becoming so fed up with tradition. Although, look, you know, I'm with you guys. Throw everybody out and start over again. But I think when we start over again, we probably need to be a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more concerned about competence than just mouthing off. But nevertheless, so he announced for president within the last couple of weeks, and then this week made some incredibly vile racist remarks, and there has been a huge backlash, which I think is appropriate, or a huge response. So I just kind of whimsically put up yesterday, okay, what do we do about the Donald? And you guys responded in unprecedented numbers. So we thought, okay, well, it's the perfect day to do it, so that's what we're doing. But again, understand that if there's something that seems to you to have a little bit more gravitas that you want to talk about, please feel free. 855-993-7569. But let's keep up for this a little bit more, because I'm not going to do this ever again if it's not a holiday. All right, so lay some more on me. We've scratched the top of the proverbial Donald iceberg here. All right.
Lorraine says we don't need to do anything. He'll do it himself. Sit
yep.
back and watch the show.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Aurora says ignore him. Bill says encourage him more. He's not bought by the liberal media or Washington elite, and that's not a word. And does more the talk. I guess.
Well, but would you vote for him for president? I mean, again, I think there is a role for a court jester in any, you know, to sort of point out that the emperor is not wearing clothes. But I don't think he wants to be the court jester. I think he wants to be the emperor. So if you're going to say, folks, if you're continuing to sort of respond and you're saying, okay, he's my guy, then you have to tell me why. And saying, more than saying he's outspoken, because what he was out, you know, speaking out about this week was denying an entire group of people. Okay, go ahead.
Julie says, hire him, the only guy who will tell the truth, and his view cannot be bought.
Yeah, but his view is racist.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Stacy says, don't vote for him for president.
I don't think we're ever going to have a chance to do that, but
no.
Go ahead.
Adeline says, ignore him. Tony says, pay attention. If you don't like what he has to say, don't vote for him.
I don't think it's ever going to come to that, but okay, got it. We vote, you know, we vote with our feet.
Right. Marge says, Greece could use him. I guess
Greece?
For what? Greece the country.
Oh, Greece.
Yeah.
Greece could certainly use somebody at this moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Grace says, enjoy him.
Okay.
Marie says...
Well, I think he was sort of either, depending on your point of view, either laughable or even sort of kind of your nutty uncle, you know, until this week. And I think racism isn't cute, and it's not funny, and it's not being politically... brave. It's just racism.
Yep, I agree. I think that's the line.
Yeah, he crossed the line. And right. He not only crossed it, he jumped over it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. Similarly, Bonnie says a muzzle would be a good idea. Rebecca says karma will get him.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Kiana says stop watching him.
Yeah, ignore. Yeah, I mean, if the apprentice goes away, maybe Donald will too.
Mm-hmm. Francis says ignore him. It will drive him nuts. Well, he's already nuts.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. Kathy says, ignore him, he'll go away. It would be a sad, sad day in America if he actually got elected. He's too full of himself.
All right.
Betty says, he is only a distraction. Ignore the poor hair-impaired creature.
Hair-impaired, there you go.
Edna says, keep him around for laughs. Do not vote for him.
Okay.
Tony says he's flushing out all the cowards in our country.
See, that's kind of what worries me a little bit, is that in the same way that Archie Bunker sort of gave permission for people to be bigoted, that's kind of my concern to a certain extent. That does this mean that, is he giving people some right to be bigoted? And I really do worry about that. Keep going.
Jana says, just watch. He'll undo himself.
I think that's probably more or less the case.
Yep. Nitra wants to send him to Mexico.
Yeah, there are a couple of people who have said that.
Yeah. Let's see. Matt says, vote for him. American politicians need to know there are alternatives to them.
But would you really vote for him? I mean, we're talking about the most powerful job on the face of the earth, running the country, making decisions. I mean, I truly don't think it's ever going to come to that. But would you really do that?
Okay, so Ann says nothing. Seems he's adept at shooting himself in the foot.
Well, there is that.
Yep. Jackie says, oh, how I would love if it came down to Trump and Hillary.
Not going to happen.
No.
But, and tell me, I mean, that's a provocative statement. It would be nice to know a little bit more that, you know, what you're really saying here.
Mm-hmm. Diane says, nothing, let him be who he is. I doubt he will ever be prez.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But the idea being, you know, that, I mean, I don't think that's exactly the issue, but okay, fair enough.
Dana says, stop giving him attention.
Yeah. Hard to disagree with that.
Francine says, vote for him.
You have to tell me why. And I hear that there, look, if you think about it, the responses have really fallen fairly neatly into several categories. One is ignore. One is that he is, I think, which really describes and highlights a frustration with current politicians and political correctness and people who are feeling that they should say whatever will get them elected. And I get that, you know, and kind of share the frustration to a certain extent of that we've gotten an awful lot of people who have lost sight of who their constituency is and what their job description is and what their morality is. And but I'm not sure that this is the answer, but I hear that the frustration about it. All right, let's keep going. I mean, again, you guys just always rise to the challenge in a way that is inspiring to me. Of sort of saying, look, it's not him, it's who he represents. And is he, my major concern is, well, first of all, I don't think he's ever going to, I don't think he's electable. I don't think he's even nominatable. And I don't think he's serious about it. And everything I would sort of go along with you guys is the court jester theory of politics in America, except for the racism. Alrighty, 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-99-37569. Which is the way to get in touch with me today or any day. We are kind of celebrating our independence from from getting a day off by doing something a little bit lighter-hearted, let's say, than we usually do, which is to look at the recent events of the Donald and say, okay, what do we do about this? And we also decided to put up because basically we're sort of feeling like people are frustrated with the leadership or lack thereof in this country of also what do you think makes a good leader? And we're not asking who, we're just saying what characteristics do you think? And if you want to put who, you can put that up as well. But, you know, I think that as a country, I mean, look, that's the strength of a democracy is that we're allowed to say, you know, this isn't really working very well, that this isn't who we want to be, this isn't how we want to be led. This is, there are a lot of people, I think Ed Koch was the one who said, you know, democracy, you get the leaders you deserve. So maybe what we need to do is be more deserving. Maybe we need to have more people. It used to be that the idea of public service was that you ran for office because you felt essentially a calling. And now I think it's a power trip, which is, I find, completely disconcerting. So the kind of people that you want to have running for office just won't. It's too expensive. I think that the issue of being that the government is really for sale to a certain extent, that lobbyists have had an enormous impact, and part it's not unrelated to the fact of how expensive it is to run for office. So, you know, maybe we need to kind of revise this. And what Donald Trump, I think, offers people is at least in the same way that Michael Bloomberg does, although I think that there's huge difference between those two, about somebody who, in theory, doesn't have to be beholden to special interest groups because he can afford to run himself. I think when you look at that Michael Bloomberg, in theory, could afford to run for president, I suppose, because he's a billionaire. I don't think Trump could actually do it. And I'm not sure that those people would do it. But it certainly, if nothing else, I think his prominence says something about not so much him, but the dissatisfaction of the electorate, which is important to understand. If I were a politician these days, I would be paying a lot of attention, not to the bad hair, but to the fact that people are really feeling frustrated and disenfranchised and unhappy. Okay, let's see what else we got.
Nicole says, let's drop him off south of the border. Karma will catch up with him.
Well, not only Karma, I think. Carmelita. So.
Yeah.
And Carlos, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, what else we got?
Michael says, God bless him. He's beholden to no one and free to speak his mind. Polluted though it may be.
Did you add the polluted?
I thought
that did sound a little bit like you. All right, keep going.
Heather says, laugh at him. He's funny as heck.
There you go. All right, what else?
Tom says, I think the question is, what do we do with Barack Obama?
Well, I don't think that's much of an issue that he's going to be out of office within, you know, a very short period of time. You know, I was talking with somebody about it yesterday, and I will be honest, that I voted for him twice. I am probably as disappointed as anybody else, but I was having a conversation last night, and if you look at what he's actually gotten done, and if we judge a president, and I can't believe we're really talking about this, by the economy, which we seem to do, even though I think the economy is a much more complicated issue than any particular president, he's probably been the most successful president in the last 50 years. So I think history is going to deal with him a lot more gently than those of us who are alive now, because I think there's a general sense of disappointment in him. But he got health care done, the stock market is in great shape, the economy's in much better shape, we're out of Iraq. I mean, there's been some huge kinds of the banks are stabilized, bailed out, you know, the auto industry, if not robust, is at least healthier, averted certainly a major depression. We're not Greece. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like, for me, it's like Harry Truman, that everybody hated him at the time and turns out to have been kind of a gutsy president. You know, as Americans, one of the things about the fact that we, you know, we are a democracy and we are image conscious, and Madison Avenue has a huge effect on our perceptions, is that we tend to vote for, like, we know for the last X number of years, I think like 75 or something, we voted for the taller, better-looking guy. which of course has nothing to do with being a president. I mean, you can look like Quasimodo and be brilliant, and that's not how we do it. We it's a popularity contest. It's, and you know, maybe we need to become more sophisticated as voters, and look better at records. And I mean, it's not a simple issue, but I think that we, and if you think about some of the presidents who were really popular at the time that they were in office, and didn't do so well, as opposed to presidents that we thought were thugs or unattractive, and really had much better records in retrospect. So I guess history is what determines what a good job someone did or not. But all right, let's keep going on this, because I think we're going to be done with it fairly soon. Although, well, maybe we're certainly not going to do it past today.
We're actually getting close to the end, and Jessica says, have him as a guest speaker on your show, exclamation point, question mark.
I would love for do that. I don't know that I could do it. I've actually met him a couple of times, and I actually have a very good friend of mine who was his major domo when he was at the when he ran the hotel, and so I could invite him. I'll tell you what, I'll certainly extend the invitation to him and explain why his presidency and give him a chance to explain why he made a dreadful mistake. I'm certainly will extend the invitation. I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you, but and I will point out to him that it's radio, so he doesn't even have to comb his hair. That might do it.
That's good.
You know, I'll do what I can. I'm actually gonna see my friend who knows him today, and so we'll see. I wouldn't hold my breath, but I'll certainly give it a try.
That would be a trip, let me tell you.
It would be fun.
Okay, and finally we have Mike, who says, elect him, he's better than who we have now.
Well, you never know. I mean, that's the problem is, look, it's just such an unimaginable job, and I can't, I think if you talk to any of the presidents, I think the only one who actually had any vague notion of what the office really had entailed was probably Bush Sr., because he was head of the CIA, and I think CIA probably knows more than anybody, even than the president to a certain extent, but it's just an overwhelming job. I mean, there's so much going on. You're so dependent on other people. It truly is a bureaucracy. If you get a Congress that's on your side, that's one thing, but that has historically not been the case. I just don't, I'm almost tempted to sort of embrace the British system, where you have a figurehead that everybody likes, and then you actually run the government with people who actually know what they're doing. But I'm not sure that we could do either, so... It's a system that we have. It would just seem it would be better if it worked slightly better for all of us. Are you going to run for office? I don't know. I'm not. 855. I'd never be elected. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello, Bob. I wanted to ask you something about my psychiatrist. My father died about a year and a half ago, and it seemed like there was a lot of problems in the family, and I had to go for quite a long time. And now that he's gone, I really don't like to see my psychiatrist at all. You know, and
why not?
I don't know. It's just that I used to go once a month, but now I'm going once every 6 weeks, and it seems like when I show up over there, I get more angry because I really don't like talking about anything to do with my father.
Okay, there are about 15 things here. Let's see how many of them I can get without forgetting. Number one, therapy isn't necessarily supposed to feel like a cocktail party. I mean, if therapy feels like fun, you're probably wasting your time and your money, number one. Number two, if you've got active ongoing issues, doctors every month or every 6 weeks is not nearly often enough. If you've got ongoing issues, you should be seeing somebody at least once a week. Number four, I don't think it's accidental, Walter, that you've got your dad's died and now you're angry with your therapist. That's what we call projection. That all the things that you're angry with your father about, you're now angry with your therapist about. But that's really fertile ground for therapy. That's a time where those emotions are close to the surface and you can get some real work done and some real breakthroughs. So what I would suggest you do is, instead of seeing your therapist every 6 weeks, talk to your therapist once a week, get some work done, and then get out of there.
Yeah, the only thing is I feel terrible when I leave therapy.
That's okay. That means stuff's being stirred up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll tell you a way to make therapy even more efficient, which is get yourself a notebook. Get a spiral notebook. Don't get anything fancy. And write down your feelings today. That, you know, what does therapy make you feel like? Talking to your therapist. Why does it make you angry? Because that's the whole point. That's what transference is. It's taking feelings from an important person in your life and putting them on your therapist. Your therapist being essentially the surrogate for that important person. It's not coincidental. That's good stuff. It's just not very comfortable stuff.
I guess what I really didn't want to do is I didn't want to use anybody for anything because it sort of like makes me sound like I'm whining about something, you know.
Well, but therapy is about whining. Therapy is about whining for the short term so you can get through it and not have to whine in the outside world.
Okay.
So go whine. Okay. But do it on a weekly basis. Keep notes so therapy is really, really moving forward very quickly. So in the 167 hours a week that you're not in therapy, you're doing some work so the therapy is really moving. It'll move faster than you've ever seen it before. And it sounds like you're in a really fertile place for therapy to happen. I know it's not comfortable, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate it. I guess that I just need some more help and some more reassurance.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get them to the right thing.
Yeah, I think you are. I just think you need to do it quicker and sooner, and now's a really good time. And those feelings are exactly what you want to be dealing with. Okay? Claudia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi. I have a friend, actually an ex-boyfriend, but that's a long time ago.
Okay.
And he moved to Michigan for a job about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And about a year and a half ago, they sort of tricked him into, or talked him into early retirement. And while he was out in Michigan, he wasn't handling the move well. And I know he started taking Klonopin and Ambien, and I believe he got addicted to them. So then after he got laid off or early retirement, he just went off the deep end.
And what did he do?
He started drinking and really taking the pills, and he just was totally out of it.
So he's single?
Yeah.
How old is the boyfriend, ex-boyfriend?
He's about 59.
Okay. So how do you know this? He's in touch with you?
Yeah, I still talk to him. I mean, we're still friends.
Okay.
And all of his friends still call him, and they also notice the same thing. When you call him, he's...
Spacey.
Speech is slurred, slow, deliberate. And he was supposed to move to Florida because he has a mother there, a sister, and some friends. So we thought he would move to Florida after talking about how he hated Michigan for 8 years.
Right.
And he's in such a place that he can't go anywhere.
Well, depression has its own lethargy to it.
Right. I've seen the ad on television.
So what's the question to me?
So I've been in touch with his family, because I was thinking his sister has off in the summer. And maybe
what's the question to me, Claudia?
Well, if his family doesn't get him somewhere, is there anything I can do?
Well, you can go see him and say, I mean, it may be before he's really willing to move or able to move that he's going to have to be with a therapist and on some medication.
He's with a psychiatrist for a year and a half.
And seeing them on a daily basis or on a weekly basis?
No. I just heard that other call. No, I don't think he's. I think maybe once every 6 weeks.
Just to monitor the medication. That,
right.
You know, if you're on ongoing therapy, especially with somebody who's depressed,
right.
You need to be seeing. You're sure that it's a therapist and not his family.
The psychiatrist.
Okay. He should be seen once a week for right now. And if the Ambien is to sleep, so an Ambien is a drug that affects different people different ways. I think he needs to see a psychopharmacologist. And well, the psychiatrist is okay if he sees him. I think you need to get him. If I were in your shoes. issues. Uh-huh. I would go and make sure that he didn't need to go through detox.
That's what I told him, go to rehab and just get it over with.
Well, no, rehab won't do anything for the depression. Rehab will just do something for the fact that he's mixing some drugs together, which probably shouldn't be mixed. But he's still going to be depressed.
Right.
And depression is a life-threatening. I mean, the combination of somebody who's depressed and mixing medications is really dangerous.
I know.
But you're asking me, are you allowed to do it? Yeah, but you're probably going to have to do it in person, and you're probably not going to be able to move him, but you may be able to get him to see somebody as either an inpatient, or if you think he's completely hopeless, as an inpatient rather than an outpatient. But I think you're going to have to go see him face-to-face. And
would I be able to talk to the psychiatrist? Would the psychiatrist talk to me, even though I'm not a family member?
If he gives you written permission, if your friend gives you written permission.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you could certainly give the psychiatrist a call if your friend will give you the phone number. And the only reason you have the phone number is because your friend gave it to you. So you could say, you know, George asked, you know, give me permission to call, and I'm really quite concerned about him. And, you know, his family feels that he's depressed and that he's, you know, that he's misusing medication and it should be seen on a weekly basis. And the psychiatrist can't compel him to do anything. But you can say, you know, I just wanted you to know from the family's point of view that we're quite concerned, that we think that he really does need to be seen, that we're concerned that he's mixing medications, and we just wanted you to know. So if you're giving him information, the psychiatrist information, rather than asking information, then you're obviously not going to need any permission, except your friend's permission to actually know what the name of the psychiatrist is so you can get his phone number. But, I think, again, that when people are suicidal, that we don't stand on ceremony. And we don't try and talk them out of it, but we really need to get them delivered to some help so they're out of their own, say, can keep out of their own way. And in many states, and you need to check this out because states vary greatly, that you can have somebody involuntarily committed if you feel that they are a threat to themselves or other people. But as I said, you don't want that process to be whimsical, because, for example, in the Soviet Union, it was used as an arm of the state. It was used as a political tool to just say, if we don't like somebody's opinions, that we'll get them committed to a mental hospital. And involuntary commitment should be difficult. And I know that's frustrating as a family member, but you don't want to be able to just say, well, you know, this person isn't coming home when they want, or they're not working, or they're sleeping too much, so I think I'm just going to get them committed. And involuntary commitment is usually for a relatively short period of time. But if somebody's a suicide risk, it may be worth it to run against their antipathy and to deal with the court system to save their lives, because the suicide is a real issue. Unfortunately or fortunately, it tends to be an impulse. And so the idea is to get them out of harm's way temporarily. And the first place to start is not with involuntary commitment, but with voluntary, of saying to somebody, it must feel terrible to feel this way, and I'm really worried about you. Are you willing to sign yourself into a place for a couple of days? And if you sign yourself in, you can usually sign yourself out, just so that we can kind of monitor your behavior and see if there's not a way of making you feel more stable, because suicide is really a short-term solution to a long-term problem. And you really don't want to, when you can't decide what to have for breakfast or whether to get out of bed, you don't want to make decisions that are literally life-threatening. So talking with somebody about saying, I'm really worried about you, don't try and do that, you have so much to live for, because it just doesn't work. When people are feeling suicidal and depressed, they have tunnel vision, and they're not, and whatever reasons you think they may have for living, obviously, are not strong enough at that moment to be compelling to them. So what you need to do is just, and hospitalization is usually not a long-term solution, but it gets them out of harm's way temporarily so that they can regain some emotional stability. I know. 855-993-7569. Sorry. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer.
It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, we haven't done an email for a while, so shall we do an email here?
Indeed.
Let's do that. That would be cool.
Okay, so this one comes to us anonymously, and here we go. I had quite the year, homeless for 3 months until I found a place that was not stable. Credit gone to hell and no one would rent to me due to the fact that I had turned the landlord in for mold issues with the county and sued. Was staying 9 months with a family in another smelly, moldy place. I met a gentleman who said that he would help me regardless of our relationship. He, unfortunately, has housing issues of his own. To be concise, I love him, and we found a place to live together. We scrimped and sold all of our belongings, some for as little as $2 to the pawn shop and other places. I borrowed $450 of their $1,100 deposit from family. Now I am not working, and neither is he. We are living very hand-to-mouth. I need a certain amount of money on the 1st of July to pay my bills, car insurance, and phone. I spent every dime I had and returned a few things I bought to the store. Cheesy, I know, but I am trying to survive. I didn't think I would need another $10 for the phone bill, but as it turns out, I did. He lied to me and said he didn't have any money. In fact, I knew that he had the 10, but he said it just disappeared. I found out that he indeed did have it and asked why he lied. He said that it was for my own good and I always spend all the money he gets. I think I am a mature adult and do not appreciate the lies or the innuendo that he needs to patrol my finances. Other than this, he has an ex-wife who is a constant intrusion into our life. She is on drugs and doesn't even let him see his daughter when he is supposed to. He is not even sure that she is his, although in the case of children that doesn't necessarily matter, he would treat her as his own regardless. He can be bossy towards me at times and acts this way, I assume because she is so drug-crazed and was for the 20 years of their marriage. I feel like I have to move in with him. I have nowhere else to go. I tried for almost a year to find a place. I do love him, and he is my world, but that world is so chaotic. Today, his ex went and harassed his sister, asking where she was, and they called the police. I am not used to this. He wasn't going to tell me this either. I saw a text asking his sister to not tell me, and that's where it ends, actually.
Okay, listen. First of all, your emphasis is on the wrong syllable. I mean, you're moving in with a man that's got as many problems as you do. You haven't, I mean, you said that it's been a terrible year and you've been homeless, but you haven't mentioned at all why you're not working. Because the answer to everything here is having a job. And I don't know what state you live in. I don't know what your mental status is. One of the things about not having an income is hopefully you're not using drugs or alcohol because you can't afford them, among other things. But he's not the solution. You need to get a job so that you can be self-supporting. And hopefully apply for welfare for a short period of time. Get on your feet. Get in a job, a workfare program. Be in public housing for a while. He's not the solution. He's as lost as you are, and I think it's wonderful that you feel that you love him. But moving in with a guy that you clearly don't trust, who has lots of issues, who has, I mean, he's got to worry about the kids, he's got to worry about an ex, he's got to worry about an ex who, it sounds like, is in charge of his children, has drug problems. He is just a walking problem, and he's not going to have time to take care of you. And you need to be able to take care of yourself here, and the answer is not him. The answer is getting a job. And from your email, I have no idea why you're not working, if you've worked in the past. And, I mean, you don't, and apply for welfare. Get on, so you're safe. You have a place to live, and it may not be the Taj Mahal by any stretch of the imagination. But it's better than being homeless. It's better than being on the street. I mean, you're better off in a shelter, and I know shelters are awful. I mean, I know. They don't try to be, but they are. But you're better off in a shelter taking care of yourself than you are with this dude. Because sooner or later, you're going to be back. You're going to be back. This guy is just not in a position to be the stability in your life that you're looking for. And if you want to see him, that's fine. But looking for him to take care of you, looking for him to house you, looking for him to be at all a resource or a stability in your life is just unrealistic. You need to get a job. And there's nothing in your email that tells me why you're not working. The thing is, if you're on welfare, that most, I know this state, and I don't know, certainly don't know about all states, but in many states, they will give you a phone card for emergency, so you'll have a cell phone, so you'll have housing, so you'll have food stamps, so you'll be in a job training program, and you can get back on your feet. And then if you want to be with this guy, which seems to me a little unclear, that's one thing, but don't look to him to save you, because he can't save himself. at this moment, he's not going to be able to save you, and you're going to find yourself in a short period of time in exactly this, if not immediately, in exactly the same situation you're in now. All right? So, it sounds like you do have family that's supportive, but right now, listen, we're a country that believes in supporting one another, and you certainly don't have to be on welfare for any length of time, but for right now, it's a much better choice, it's a much saner choice, it's a much safer choice than this guy. He's not the answer, and you need to find work. And if you're going to send me another email, send me some information or call me about why you're not working, what the issue is there. And it doesn't have to be, I have no idea what your level of education is. I have no idea what your job history is. I have no idea what your health is. But these are you can do something. Go work at a minimum paying job right now so you have some income. But I think that the answer for right now is let the state help you temporarily. It doesn't have to be a long-term commitment, and help you to stabilize so that you have a place to go at night, that you have food in your belly, that you're being trained for work that's meaningful to you. And then you can decide to date or love or be with anybody you want, but not right now. He's not the answer, and I just hate to see you disappointed again. But everything you're telling me is the two of you don't trust each other, that he has other issues, that he doesn't like the way that you allocate money, that when you want $10 from him, that he's not going to give it to you. I mean, this is not the basis of a relationship. And you need to adopt the Tina Turner view of life, of what's love got to do with it. You're blinding yourself to the reality that you know, and you're very specific in your email about what you already know. So reread your own email. This guy is not the answer. You need to be self-sufficient, as scary as that feels right now. And the good news is that you haven't completely burned all your bridges with your family. I'd be very careful about asking them for any more money. And it sounds like you actually do have a place to live right now, because you came up with a deposit. How do I take care of myself? Not how do I find somebody to take care of me? All right, you're going to be a lot safer, and you're going to be a lot more stable. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
So
you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.